Good morning. It's Sunday, the 12th of April. The business is running hot on price but soft on volume, and the forward curve needs attention. April month to date through 10 days. Revenue per flight is 287,000 Rand, up 12.7% year on year. That growth is almost entirely price-led. Yield is up 17.3%, but passengers are basically flat, up less than 0.5%. Capacity grew 5.3%, so load factor has dropped for points year on year to 89.7%. This is a classic yield push pattern. Good for unit revenue today, but the volume gap is a warning sign if it persists. For context, March closed with revenue of 1.27 billion rand, up 12.1% year on year. That was more balanced. Volume and price both contributed, with passengers up 10% and yield up 1.6%. Load factor held at 89.7%. On the market. In March, the domestic market shed 11% of seat capacity year on year according to FlightAware. Flysafair cut 11%, Aer Lingus cut 11%, SAA was roughly flat, and Lyft pulled back 22%. So Flysafair held its share at 48% in a shrinking market. The notable shift is SAA holding capacity while everyone else pulled back. Now the route picture from March. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is the problem child. The total market on that route grew 15% year on year. We added 38% capacity, but yield collapsed, down 21%, and load factor dropped nearly 9 points. Aer Lingus also added seats on that route. We oversupplied and had to discount to fill. On Joburg to Port Elizabeth, load factor dropped 7.5 points despite the overall market shrinking 19%. SAA pulled 7,000 seats off that route, we added 9% capacity, and absorbed the traffic at flat yield. On East London to Joburg, revenue fell 4% with load factor down 4 points. The market shrank 12% and we picked up share, but not profitably. The biggest capacity share losses were on the Durban trunk. On Durban to Joburg, the market grew 2%, but Flysafair lost nearly 10 points of share. SAA added over 21,000 seats on that route. Joburg to Durban tells the same story. SAA is clearly rebuilding the Durban corridor and taking share from us. Forward curve. April is tracking 1.2 points behind the booking curve at this day's before departure mark. Current load factor is 64.5% versus an expected 65.7%. Last year April finished at 90.8%, so there is a long way to fill but the pace is only slightly off. Three routes are well behind the curve for April. Durban to East London is 12 points behind. Joburg to Mpumalanga is 11.5 points behind. East London to Lanseria is 11 points behind. These are small capacity routes but they drag the network average. May is more concerning. Load factor is at 14.7% versus an expected 22.2, a gap of 7.5 points behind the curve. Bloemfontein to Joburg is nearly 17 points behind. Durban to Joburg, which is a massive capacity route, is 16 points behind. Harare to Joburg is nearly 14 points behind. May is still early in its booking window, but the Durban trunk being that far back after the March share losses to SAA is a pattern worth watching. On costs. Oil dropped nearly 13% this past week to $95. Jet fuel is at $195, down about 1% week on week. Good direction. But the rand weakened nearly 12% month on month to 16 rand 40. That offsets a big chunk of the fuel saving on the cost base. Two questions for your exec meeting. First, what is the pricing and capacity response plan on the Durban corridor given SAA added over 20,000 seats each way in March and our share dropped nearly 10 points? Second, on Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, we pushed 38% more capacity into a route where yield fell 21%. What is the break-even load factor on that route now, and does the summer schedule need a trim? Have a good one.